Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Zoltan Ach back on the show. Zoltan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is professor professor and director of the Center for Entrepreneurship and Public Policy at George Mason University. He's also the founder of the JEDI, the Global Entrepreneurship Development Index, and he is joining us all the way from London, England. Zoltan, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be back on the show again. It's one of my favorite activities I look forward to.
Thank you, Zoltan. It's good to have you here. Hey, Zoltan, one of the big pieces of international news these days is the meltdown, the financial meltdown of Greece. And one of the things that you've done a lot of work on over the years, you've been one of the people who's helped to connect the health of an economy to the relative level of entrepreneurship. And Greece doesn't show up very high on the index of entrepreneurship, does it?
No, it does not. It's like a lot of those countries, Greece, Italy. You know, you think the Italians are entrepreneurial, but when you look at it on the index, they have small businesses, but they're not entrepreneurial.
Right.
They don't really go out and try to change things. They don't try to create real value added.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these people, the culture in those countries are to expect the government to do a lot of things for them, aren't they?
That's exactly right. You know, Jim, when people came to America 100 years ago from those countries, they all came and the government said, we're not doing anything for you. You can do whatever you want for yourself. And those people that were entrepreneurial came to America, you know, Italians, Greeks, Spanish, Portuguese, and they created all sorts of interesting things.
Right.
The ones that stayed back there were the ones that wanted the government to take care of them.
Right. Exactly. And so that's what's going on. So what do you think is, can Greece save itself? Can Greece become entrepreneurial and save itself? Because really, entrepreneurship is the only thing that will save Greece, isn't it?
Jim, let me ask you a question. You have some employees, right?
Yes.
At what age are they allowed to retire, and how much of their salary do they get?
They're young, and so they don't even can't imagine when they're going to retire. They know it'll be in their 60s minimum.
You know why Greece is in trouble? People are retiring at age 45 at 100% of their salary.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And then they want someone else that's working to pay for it.
Right.
So, you know, you can only get this sort of deal from the government. No
mm-hmm.
private business man can give you that deal because he can't afford it.
And when the government tried to take some of those cookies away,
they get mad.
They revolted.
Yeah, well, why shouldn't they? Right?
Just like in Wisconsin. So the point that I want to make, though, Zoltan, is that we don't have to look to Greece to see people who are unreasonable about economics and about mathematics. All we got to do is look to California and Wisconsin.
Jim, everybody wants that deal if the government will give it to them.
Yeah.
And it's when governments are weak and they don't really stand up to people, because politicians want to get reelected, that we get this trouble.
Right. And that's where we are right now. That's what's being debated in Washington right now, isn't it?
Yeah. We got our own mess.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hopefully people will come to their senses in Washington, but I'm not 100% optimistic.
Yeah. Well, the problem we've got in America is we got one of the most incredible economic engines. We have the most incredible economic engines on the planet, and yet we're not allowing it to function. And that's the biggest problem we have today, I think, don't you?
And I don't know how we destroyed the engine. I don't know if it just needs a tune-up and an oil change, or if it needs an overhaul.
It needs government to quit putting up speed bumps, and it needs government to quit scaring small business owners and entrepreneurs. That's the problem. They're frightened of the language and the behavior of the current government.
Is that an oil change, a tune-up, or is that an overhaul?
That's the question. All right, hang on to that thought, Zoltan. Folks, when we come back, Zoltan's working on something new. He calls it it's called the Giving Pledge, where rich entrepreneurs can change the world if they want to. He's going to talk to us about that after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.